From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. In a moment, Texas is not the only state trying to put greater restrictions on abortion rights. We'll look at whether these new laws will stand up in court.
But first, vigils are taking place in Sanford, Florida, where different houses of worship have stayed open for prayer. Hundreds of thousands have signed petitions asking the Department of Justice to open a civil rights case against George Zimmerman, who, of course, was cleared by a jury in the shooting death of Trayvon Martin. But what exactly can the Department of Justice do? Devlin Barrett is Department of Justice reporter for The Wall Street Journal. And Devlin, we want to start with you today. Eric Holder, Attorney General, is speaking before the country's largest African-American sorority today. This is Delta Sigma Theta.
Right.
What's he saying?
What he's saying is he basically urges a national discussion of what he calls some difficult issues. He doesn't specify the issues, but I think we basically understand him to be talking about race and guns. And he's calling for that discussion to show the same dignity that Trayvon Martin's parents have shown throughout this process. And the other interesting part of what he says is that the nation should do more to combat the type of mistaken assumptions and stereotypes that leads to that makes these types of situations all too common.
Well, but is that an opening that supporters of Trayvon Martin and his family are looking for, that the Justice Department might think that there was racial profiling in this case that was not considered, that there is a civil rights case?
It's certainly an opening that shows that the department is seriously considering it. But that case, to be clear, that case has been open for about a year. And the fundamental issue for bringing a civil rights case is that some of the particulars of what happened that night don't match up very well with the legal thresholds for a prosecution either under the hate crimes law or under older civil rights statutes. And that's the difficulty that the Justice Department lawyers are going to have if they do try to file actual charges against
right.
Mr. Zimmerman.
You mentioned that there was an open case, and the Department of Justice did issue a statement yesterday saying they already had this open investigation into the death of Trayvon
right.
Martin. And we just remind ourselves, this was started after George Zimmerman initially wasn't even arrested because Florida law allows someone to claim self-defense and not be arrested. But then protests pushed Florida to replace prosecutors, carry out the trial we just saw. So tell us, it's speculation now, but based on your study of this, what could the DOJ consider if they do go forward?
There's essentially two avenues the DOJ could look at, and they are, my understanding is they are looking at them actively. One is the hate crimes law that was passed in 2009, named after Matthew Shepard and James Byrd. Under that law, you can charge someone with an act of violence if that act of violence was carried out because of racial animus, because of racial hatred or dislike. The challenge in the Zimmerman-Martin case for a prosecution under that is that there is not much explicit direct evidence to show that what Zimmerman did, he did because Trayvon Martin was black. There are certainly lots of sort of what you might call collective or the totality of the evidence that people can look at and say, well, that makes me believe that he had a dislike of young black men and acted on that dislike.
Right.
But you don't have an evidentiary smoking gun, as it were.
Right. And what the defense might have is George Zimmerman's 911 calls in which he only identifies
right.
Trayvon Martin as black after the operator asks him.
Exactly. And that's a big hurdle. Now, the other possible avenue is an older civil rights law, which would again get into the issue of you'd have to show that that Mr. Zimmerman had a discriminatory intent or a racist intent in what he was doing. But the problem with that law is it also comes with additional hurdles, specifically that you would have to make a showing that what Mr. Zimmerman did, he did because he was trying to prevent Trayvon Martin from using a public street. And I'll be honest, from the evidence I've looked at, I don't think there's anything that clearly states that Zimmerman was upset over Trayvon Martin's use of the street itself.
Yeah, and this was at issue in the Crown Heights riot case, is that?
Correct.
Yeah.
And that's the last sort of big case that you can refer back to where a civil rights prosecution was made of a lone individual, not a law enforcement officer of any kind, being charged with a civil rights violation after that person was acquitted in state court of basically the same set of facts. And that was a very difficult case to do, different facts and different statements made just before that attack that, frankly, don't exist in the same way in the Zimmerman case.
In the Crown Heights riot case, Yankel Rosenbaum was attacked because he was using the street and someone objected. And then I just want to mention the Shepherd Act, named after Matthew Shepherd, attacked and killed because he was gay. James Byrd, you mentioned, because he was African-American. Devlin Barrett of the Wall Street Journal, we will keep an eye on this to see what the Justice Department does. Thank you.
Thank you very much.